Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. Let's start. So, I used to have this ex who was totally hooked on gambling, said Katie, whose name I'm changing to keep things private. We were doing it doggy style, and he suddenly starts going super slow, like forever. I peeked over and caught him checking his bets on his phone. Obviously, that killed the mood a bit. As Katie says, no wonder we broke up. But, it turns out Katie's ex isn't the only one. Recent research shows that up to 20% of people check their phones during sex. Sarah McConomy, the coup of cell and the author of a study about how being glued to our phones can mess up our relationships, said that nowadays it's hard for people to function without their smartphone in every part of their life, even in the bedroom. She pointed out that some people are so attached to their phones that they can't even disconnect during sex. In fact, they check their phones about 100 times a day and feel more connected to their phone than to their partner. You might be thinking this is pretty intense and kind of unclear. When we look at CellCell's data, it raises some questions. For starters, let's talk about the gender gap. About 17% of women said they have or would check their phone during sex, while only 7% of men said they would do the same. Does this mean women have short attention spans, or does it say something about the quality of sex they're having? So, like, what even counts as during sex? There's gotta be a difference between checking a text real quick during some steamy foreplay versus being completely distracted by your phone while you're getting it on, like Katie's terrible ex. And what if you're waiting for some important news or dealing with a family emergency, like Laura Linney in Love actually answering her brother's call, while the hot guy she's into is just chilling in his undies at the end of the bed? Are these situations just making things worse? Is it true that good intentions can lead you down a bad path? It's tough to say for sure, because, no surprise, I couldn't find anyone who would admit they chose Instagram over an orgasm. They were more interested in throwing their partners and exes under the bus. For example, Sarah, who wants to stay anonymous, shared that her husband checked a family WhatsApp chat during sex. He claimed it could have been about his mom, but Sarah doubts it. She thinks if it was an emergency, they would have called him directly. Having his mom on his mind definitely killed the mood for them. Some people I talked to dance around the subject. One person said they had to check their phone to change the music once because Sigur Rós came on, and it felt like a fertility ritual. Others see my nosy questions as a compliment. One person said, I feel better about my phone addiction knowing I've never done that. But I'm worried they might still be in trouble because, according to the CellCell report, 71% of people spend more time on their phone than with their partner. And to make matters worse, 54% of smartphone users would rather hang out with their device than their partner. Even single people aren't safe. 75% of them will spend up to 30 minutes on their phone during a romantic date. It looks like love, sex, and romance are taking a backseat to endless scrolling, even if people won't admit it. Bayu Prihendito, a certified psychology consultant and life coach who specializes in relationships, explains that constantly being on your phone, even during intimate moments, is different from having a full-blown phone addiction. He says that from his experience, phone addiction goes beyond just using your phone too much. It actually changes our desire for instant gratification and the constant need to be connected. However, being fixated on your phone and constantly checking it can still be a problem. Prihendito points out that this behavior shows a deeper problem of dependency and a lack of respect for your partner's privacy. This kind of behavior just shows that you can't even focus on your partner. Even if it happens just once, it can really mess up your relationship, because it makes your partner feel like they're not as important as your phone. It's like a warning sign that our phones are getting in the way of our relationships with the people we care about the most. So, what can we do to stop ourselves from caring more about our phones than our partners? Charlotte Armitage, who is a psychologist, therapist, and the creator of No Phones at Home, says that the first step is to figure out why you might be having trouble connecting during a supposedly intimate moment. She suggests that if there is something about the situation or the person that makes you uncomfortable, it could be due to a deeper psychological issue like attachment difficulties. Just like Prihendito, she emphasizes the negative effects that these issues can have if they are not addressed. She mentions that addictive behaviors can really impact those around you, causing your partner to feel bad about themselves if you are constantly on your phone during sex or intimate moments. From a more practical standpoint, she recommends leaving your phone outside the bedroom. If you can't do that, at least put it on silent and face it down, so you won't be distracted by notifications. Besides just staying out of the bedroom, there are some other tricks you can try to cut down on your phone use. If you feel like it's taking over your life, Rachel Taylor, a brain expert, recommends putting limits on your screen time. Don't go cold turkey. Just start by cutting back 20 minutes each day, until you're hardly using your phone at all, she advises. But Taylor basically says we gotta figure out why we're so hooked on our phones. She says the virtual world is set up to make us want to keep scrolling and clicking. Apps are made to be addictive, but that's not great for our brains and feelings. She thinks it's important for our brains to have some downtime and not always be entertained. We need to embrace boredom instead of constantly looking for quick fixes and distractions. If your partner is giving you all their attention, try not to grab your phone. Just remember, Zuckerberg and Musk want you glued to your screen all the time. I doubt they care about your well-being. So maybe just ignore your phone for a while. That's all. I hope you enjoy today's topic. Share my podcast with your friends, and see you. All the best. Bye-bye.